This meeting is now being recorded.
All right, and as an open public meeting, I'm going to start off by asking Brandy to take roll call. I'll just acknowledge that I'm in Sacramento with Lucy and Brandy and Leah and Zlatko, as well as co-chairs of our subcommittees. We're just having lunch today for educational purposes to talk about TICBAC. And with that, Brandy, if you could take roll.
Judge Conklin.
Present.
Ms. Fleming.
Present.
Judge Barton.
Here.
Judge Blum.
Here.
Judge Buckley.
Here.
Judge Cope.
Judge Cope sent me a message. He unexpectedly had a court issue come up. He will not be able to attend.
Thank you. Judge Fannin. Unable to attend as well. Judge Gabe.
Yes, here.
Judge Jackson.
Present.
Judge Marginis.
Here.
Judge Nadler. Didn't make it as well. Judge McCabe.
Here.
Judge Thompson. Judge Bartleson.
Here.
Ms. Carter. Mr. Finke.
Here.
Mr. Harrigan.
Here.
Mr. Planet.
Here.
Mr. Roddy. Ms. Romero-Souls. Mr. Taylor.
Here.
Ms. Turner.
Here.
Ms. Ugarin-Campobianco.
Here.
Mr. Yamasaki.
Here.
And advisory members, Mr. Wardlaw.
Here.
Mr. Theodorovich.
Here.
All right. Welcome all to the meeting, and thank you for taking time out of your busy day, especially at this time of the year. Brandy would remind you, so I'll do it for her since she's sitting right next to me. If you do have a comment today, please be sure to identify yourselves. Also, obviously, you can place your phones on mute while you're not speaking, but do not place us on hold, please. Otherwise, we can't conduct the meeting. Moving to public comment, we did receive written public comment that was distributed timely to all TICBAC members yesterday. Considering that this is a telephonic meeting, that is the way public comment is received and addressed. We thank those of you that submitted the public comment. I assure you, if you're on the line, it has been distributed to all of the TICBAC members. They have an opportunity to review it as well. That concludes the public comment portion of the meeting, and we're now moving to item one. You all have these materials. They were also timely distributed. Item one is the court-appointed dependency counsel allocation methodology for small courts, page 11 of your materials, and we have Audrey with us on the line. Audrey, if you could present, please.
Yes. Hello. I'm Audrey Fancy with the Center for Children, Families, Children, and the Courts. I'm here because of the small court methodology that was adopted in May 2017, acting on the recommendations of the Small Court Dependency Workload Working Group, which modified the standard court-appointed dependency funding methodology with respect to small courts for 2 years. This modification is scheduled to sunset June 30th, 2018. On over October 18th, the Funding Methodology Subcommittee met to consider various options with regards to this issue and recommends that TICBAC propose to the Judicial Council adoption of the modified adjustment to court-appointed juvenile dependency funding methodology for small courts on an ongoing basis. And I would be happy to answer any questions members have about this methodology or about the process.
So opening that up again, reminding you of all of page 11 of your materials, and Audrey, thank you so much for that very effective yet very efficient presentation. Are there any questions or concerns about, I remind you all this is an action item, so I will be asking for somebody to make a motion in just a moment, but I want to open it up to discussion before that occurs. Any questions or concerns about item one? Okay, I've waited, I've paused, I hear no questions, no concerns. So I would invite a motion concerning item one on our agenda.
This is Judge Blum. I move we approve the recommendation to adopt the modified option three.
Judge Barton is in the room with me. He just seconded. So it's been moved and seconded that item one be approved by this committee for recommendation. I'm now opening it up just to any further questions or concerns about it before a vote. All right, hearing none, I'm then going to ask if there's any opposition to the motion that has been moved and seconded to approve item one on the agenda dealing with the funding methodology for dependency counsel allocation.
Yep.
Hearing no objections, I'm going to deem that motion is unanimously approved. approved by the committee. Thank you so much. I am going to step back to the agenda because I, in my never-ending quest to move things along, skip on the agenda the approval of the minutes for the October 11th meeting, October 18th, and November 13th. Those minutes are also included in your materials. Are there any requests for additions, deletions, or changes to the minutes before I... Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the minutes for, and I'm going to take this as one motion, to approve the minutes for all three meetings as noted, October 11th, 18th, and November 13th. Is there a motion?
Yamasaki moves approval.
Thank you, Mr. Yamasaki. Second?
Ugrin Capobianco, second.
And thank you so much. It's been moved and seconded. Those, the minutes of those three meetings be approved. Any opposition?
This is Judge Marginis. I don't oppose, but I abstain because I was not present on October 11th or November 13th. So I abstain as to those minutes. And I do approve the October 18th meeting.
Thank you, Judge Marginis. We will note that you're abstaining from those two, the minutes of those two meetings individually. Hearing no opposition.
Judge Conklin, this is Mike Roddy. I'm now on the call.
And Mike, thanks so much, Mike. We've already approved item one. I neglected to address the minutes, so we're just going back to the minutes. There's now a motion to approve the minutes. I have heard no opposition, and I'm giving you a chance. Do you, by any chance, have any opposition to the approval of the minutes?
None. Thank you.
Minutes are deemed approved unanimously. Thank you so much. Now we're going to...
Judge Thompson also on the phone.
Pardon me?
Judge Thompson also on the phone as well now.
Glad you've joined us. Thank you. And we're now moving to item two on the agenda, which is the base funding for dictionary review. This is at page 14 of your materials, and Leah's with us in the room. And to summarize this, and again, this is also an action item.
Great. So this is an item in the funding methodology subcommittee's work plan. Every year there is supposed to be a review of the base and graduated funding floor amounts to determine whether or not an inflationary adjustment is needed. So FMS met October 18th and at the time reviewed a proposal to approve an increase to the base funding floor, an increase of $50,000, which would make the new base funding floor $800,000. FMS also at that time recommended that the work plan be changed so that the funding floor would be reviewed at the request of applicable courts rather than be reviewed annually as stated in the work plan. And in the materials, there is a memo to TICFAC and an attachment A, which consists of the original memo that FMS reviewed and which contained the methodology on which the $50,000 increase was based. And with that, are there any questions from you, Judge Conklin, or other members of the committee?
No, not for me. So are there other questions or concerns? The two recommendations are set forth at page 15, recommendation one and two. We're seeking approval of those recommendations today. So I wanted to open this up for discussion before I invite a motion to approve. So essentially we're moving it up from 750 to 800,000. Quick summary.
Right.
All right.
Two courts would be affected. It's Alpine and Sierra. Those are the only two courts right now that qualify for the base floor.
All right. So hearing no further requests for discussion, I'm going to invite a motion to approve the two recommendations set forth on page 15 of the material. I'm not going to read those in the interest of efficiency, but you have them before you, and you all have the material. Is there a motion to approve those two recommendations?
This is Judge Blum. I'll move to approve the recommendations.
Bartleson, second.
Thank you, Judge Blum and Ms. Bartleson. I appreciate that very much. It's been moved and approved that the recommendations at page 15 the materials be approved. This has been moved and seconded. Pardon me. Any additional discussion? Therefore, is there any member that opposes the two recommendations set forth on page 15 of the material? And any member abstaining? Hearing no opposition, no abstentions, I'm going to deem the recommendations of page 1 and 2 of the page 15, recommendations 1 and 2 are unanimously approved.
Judge Conklin, this is Judge Thompson. I am going to abstain because our court has a shared financial services agreement with Sierra County.
Okay. So we'll show that Judge Thompson has abstained. I'll deem that abstention ex post since I already approved it. But thank you very much, Judge Thompson. You're deemed. You have abstained.
Thank you.
making great progress. I please don't mistake my attempts to move through this briskly with any indication at all that I'm not inviting full discussion. We're moving now to one information item on the agenda, and that is there's no materials on this. This is just I wanted to alert everybody to a slight change that we're going to do for the BCPs, which are budget change proposals for tick-back discussion this year. In years past, we've issued a survey to all the courts. So for a few reasons, one, that obviously staff creates additional workload for staff. It also is just somewhat cumbersome as far as making sure that everybody has the opportunity to provide suggestions for BCPs. So we're going to do it instead this year during the TICBAC telephonic conference that's going to be held on January, what date?
17th.
That's a telephonic conference. So we will be having an action item that day for BCPs. And in the meantime, as the chair, now I'm going to sort of hand out assignments, and you'll get emails. But what I'm going to do is we'll be in touch, and I'm going to ask staff to be in touch with each individual TICBAC member, judges and CEOs, both yourself in your court, and we will give you an assignment court, so to speak. I don't think it's going to be more than one or at most two courts to reach out to that are not represented by TICBAC members to determine whether or not they have any thoughts about BCPs that then you can bring to the meeting in January telephonically. So we're trying this out this year. Our hope is that by doing it this way, everybody that has a thought on the BCP will have a voice actually at the meeting, and that voice will either be themselves or through a TICBAC member. Okay. So if there's any concerns about that, any thoughts, I just wanted to open that up for discussion today generally. Okay. Well, everybody either must be hungry or tired or ready to move on to other work items. So it's not an action item. It's only a discussion item. You've now all been educated and warned that you have a task coming to you. I think staff will probably have that out within
next week,
so before the end of the year, obviously. For each of you, again, it's just going to be a phone call to a contact you have in the court as assigned to make sure that they have an opportunity to share suggestions or thoughts about budget change proposals. I remind you, the procedure is we then come up with that at our January meeting. It then goes to the Joint Branch Budget JBBC Committee chaired by Judge Rubin, and they consider JBBC suggestions from numerous sources. And then the ultimate recommendation of those ends up in front of the council. So that's the way the BCPs work. And with that, I appreciate all of your time. I will note we're done 15 minutes early, so hope you can use that 15 minutes to at least catch your breath. Thank you all so much. On behalf of everybody in this room, I wish you all a very pleasant holiday. I thank you all for the work that has been done and, more importantly, for the work to be done. If there's nothing else for the good of the order, and I don't hear anything, appreciate all your time. Have a pleasant holiday. Take care.
Thank you.
The meeting is
adjourned.
Happy
holidays.
Thank you.
The host has left the meeting. So at this time, the meeting will come to an end. Thank you, and goodbye.